Oh, we're laughing about this. We were talking about these idiots that they butt dialed 911 after stashing their dope in a dumpster, and now we're getting one thing leads to another.
Dumpster diving,
which I've left stuff at the end of my driveway.
Yeah.
And disappears quickly.
Mine too. Yeah, I leave something out. It's gone.
And I do remember slowing way down to look at a leather recliner.
Oh, yeah.
That looked to be in phenomenal shape. And I thought, I was just thinking about stopping and picking it up. And then I thought, where are you going to put it?
Well, I'm thrift store queen. I am not against dumpster diving on any level. When I did live, I lived at Markwood Apartments at Campbell and Grand. I lived in that apartment for 5 years because it was nice and inexpensive. But this lady would come around like clockwork after semester and dumpster dive. Can you imagine what she's getting from those college kids? They probably just threw away everything. And I was like, well, she's really smart. I bet there's a ton of stuff in there.
You know, brand new. Yeah, you know there would be.
Yeah.
Or how old could it be? Oh, I'm sure
she was making out like a bandit. Yeah, kitchen stuff.
Coffee makers, toaster ovens.
Absolutely. Oh. Blankets. Yeah.
And there's so many places to get rid of it now.
Now, yeah.
You know, Facebook Especially. Marketplace and Craigslist, all that stuff. Dumpster diving. What'd you find?
I'm dumpster diva.
Oh, diva.
I see something and I need to rescue it. I'm like right there.
What's a good find? What'd you find?
Well, the smallest, most valuable thing I ever rescued was a sterling silver pendant that held whiskey for a lady, like a little shot of whiskey.
Yeah.
And somebody threw that away and I rescued it.
Nice. So what else did you get?
Oh, dining room table, bar stools. Suitcase,
Jeez.
Trunk. Oh my gosh, too much to mention. I love it. I rescue.
You rescue.
I love a good dumpster.
You rescue.
Rescue.
I like that. You rescue.
Love it.
Get into tea.